subject in a threesome with clothes on. Dear Steve and Shirley, am I wrong for getting upset when my date invited another woman to hang out with us on a date at a fight party? I didn't know he had invited her until she called his cell phone and he told her we were on the patio and come on to the back. It seemed to me that since she didn't know anyone else at the fight party, my date felt obligated to entertain her. She got as much of his attention as I did. For instance, he would ask if we wanted something to drink or if we wanted something to eat. He even sat between the two of us on the sofa, He could have sat to the left of me where no one was sitting. He told me they were just friends and she always comes to functions that his friends and family have. I told him that I didn't appreciate him inviting another woman on a date with us. He didn't seem to think anything was wrong with that since he came there with me. All I kept asking was, who does that? Well, you probably should have asked more questions than that. And no, you are not wrong for speaking up when you get disrespected. And yes, it's disrespectful if you've been led to believe that just the two of you were going to the fight party together on a date. I mean, he should have definitely checked with you first, although we all know that you would have said no. Or he should have told his friend that he was on a date and, you know, he would catch up with her later or something, you know. But the fact that you would even have to tell him about it, I don't know, and he didn't know any better. That just seems so crazy to me. Is he really young or something? Maybe he's young and he just doesn't get it. But even the youngest of guys would know that you don't do that to another woman when you're out on a date. So that's no excuse. But you gotta let him know how you feel. I mean, seriously, sit him down and tell him that's not cool. You don't do that. Or maybe you think this relationship is more than what it is, because obviously he doesn't think too much of you to do this to you on a date. Steve? You're back.
Yeah, well, this is almost absurd.
Yeah, it
is. This is beautiful.
How old are you and how old is he? Whatever age you all are, somebody ought to be old enough to know better.
Right.
You obviously know better because you done wrote a letter about it. He should be old enough to know better because you picked him as a date. You went out with him. You saw something in him. But I bet you didn't see all this, though. Now, this man is either an idiot, which I don't think is the case, or he one cold player. One cold player.
Shut up, Tommy.
Because this right here, this some player mess right here. That's what players do. Unless he 15 and he dumb, then players do that. And if he always looking out for this girl and she always got to be here and she always got to be there, he looking out for her for what? And you seen the girl. She don't look like dog food. Hello. Look like it could be his type. Hello. Look like she might could give you for a run for your money, even on if you just on your bad day. Hello. Okay. Now, let me tell you what's wrong here. Listen to me carefully, you and all other women listening. We, when I say we, I'm referring to men. We do what we are allowed to do. That's what we do. You don't care, we don't care. You ain't got no rules, we ain't got no rules. You let me come over when anytime I want to, I come over anytime I want to. You let me talk to you crazy, I'm going to talk to you crazy. Let me disrespect you, I'm going to disrespect you. We do whatever we are allowed to do. You sat up there the entire time. If you had courage, what you should have done was gotten your stuff and went home. And just demanded that he take you home. See if you had any courage. But then women live by this motto that's so stupid. I'm not just going to put her in his lap. I'm not just going to hand her over to him. You ain't doing no such a thing. If you had some real courage, you've gotten your stuff and went home. Oh, I see you have other plans. Oh, I see you have someone else. Oh, no, I'm not going to be on the string and sit here and act like it's all right. Go home. I promise you it'll never happen again. That's how you do it. But you don't want to do that, do you? Because you scared if you walk off, he going to have her. Well, if you stay there, he got both y'all. How good you feel? Now, he don't see nothing wrong with that. No, because he done it before. But he didn't want her either. So like Shirley said, he may not want you. He may not care how you feel. But there's one surefire way to find out. Hmm. Get up, go home. Oh, no, I don't do that. How you start will be the finish. Did you hear me? I said, how you start will be the finish.
That's real talk.
That's the deal.
But Steve,
if you don't think, yes.
Player move, though, sitting between the two ladies.
Oh, gangster.
Oh, yeah.
Capital G-L, gangster love, baby. How you doing? How you doing?
Can I get you something? Can I get you something?
Can I get you something? Can I get you something? I'm blowing in your ear. I'm going to blow in your ear.
And his boss,
I'm going to whisper and make you giggle. I'm going to whisper and make you giggle. Everybody giggle. As you see right there?
That's it.
You ain't even know it. I squeeze her leg, I squeeze your leg. How we doing? Everybody good? Tell you, I tried. It's the most confusing thing in the world. Don't do it. Being there so confused, I wanted everybody to go home. See?
I can't need a moment, didn't you?
Tweet me at my girl Shirley and let me know what you think about today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.